The Gemara on Daf Beis on the Beis on the bottom of the Amid, as it concludes the sugya of Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, says Avla in Shtaris, when it comes to Shtaris, what should you write into a Shtar? What month? How should you write the months when you write a Shtar in a year that's a leap year that has two others? So the opinion of Ramei, the opinion of Tanakama, is Kais and Adar Rishon. In Adar Rishon, you write the words Adar Rishon. V'Adar Sheni, when you're writing a shtar, in the Adar Sheni, you just write Stam, you just write the word Adar. And Rabbi Huda says just the opposite. V'Adar Rishon, in Adar Rishon, you write Stam. And V'Adar Sheni, Tanyanan, in Adar Sheni, you write that this is Adar Sheni. And as the Rishonim teach us, the halacha actually follows, the Rajba already says this in the Tshuva, that the halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Because we have a klal in all of Shas, Rameya Rabbi Yehuda, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, then the real other is Adar Rishon, and the Adar Sheni is not the real Adar, and that's why by Adar Rishon you have to write Adar, you have to write Adar Stam, and by Adar Sheni you have to write Adar Sheni. That's Pashut Pshat in the Gemara. Of course, all of the Pesukim say that what is best to do is to be very explicit and write Adar Rishon, write Adar Sheni, and not have any question, what you mean. The question that comes up, the obviously many questions that come up in a year that's a leap year, but we're celebrating something that did not happen in a leap year. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tuf Kuf Samaches discusses the shaila of a yard site. If someone has a relative that passed away in a regular year, that means if somebody relative died in a leap year and he's keeping the yard site in a leap year, that's a very simple situation. Whichever other he passed away in is the other in which the yard site is held. But what will be the halacha, discusses the Shulchan Aruch, if the person who passed away died in a regular year, and this year is a Shnas Ibur. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Kshiira yom shemes over v'imay ba'odar." If the year that he passed, if somebody's father or mother, Rechmanon Shlom, passed away in Adar, and this year is a Shana Muberes, Yis'ana ba'odar sheni. In those days, the minig was, as it is in still many communities, Bizman Hazeh, that they fasted on a yard site. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying, which is the main Adar, Adar Sheni, and that's why the yard site should be held in Adar Sheni. Clearly, when we learn the Shulchan Aruch, we right away have a question. Because we just learned the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which we said is the halacha, that Adar Rishon is the main Adar. So why over here does the Shulchan Aruch say Yis'aner ba'Adar Sheni? Furthermore, the Rama says Hagah v'yesh oimim Yis'aner ba'Rishon, that the Yartzeit should be held in Adar Rishon. Im loy shemeis b'shnas ha'ibur ba'Adar Sheni, unless the year, as we said, he passed away was a leap year, and this person indeed passed away in Adar Sheni, does noyagim l'sanes b'sheni. V'kein ha-minig, and the remark concludes, that is the minig, l'sanes b'rishon, that he keep the yard site in Adar Rishon. Miu, the remark says, yesh machmim l'sanes b'shneim, that those that have a minig to keep the yard site in both months. And if we look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Chof Aleph Sif Gimel, he indeed says, in Meis B'Shana Muberis, if somebody's relative died in a leap year, but the Rishon HaBeis Sheni, Azai B'Shana Peshuta, and now the yard site falls out in a year where there aren't two others, Masana came by, you only have one other. Or Meshana Beres, if the year that this year is a leap year, Masana Bezeh Odo Shemes, so you keep the yard site in the day that the person passed away in the leap year. In Berishan, Berishan, and B'Sheni, B'Sheni. However, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Meis B'Shana Peshuta, if the person, Rahman Slam, passed away in a year which wasn't a leap year, Azai B'Shana Buberes, Yis'ana B'Odo Rishan. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the primary yard site should be kept an Odo Rishan, as the Ramada we just read says. However, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, V'gam B'Odo Sheni Yoyim Kaddish, but it should say Kaddish even in Odo Sheni as well. Achyach, and this is he quote, this comes from the Magen Avraham here in Tov Kuf Samaches Sifkot and Chaf. However, Ach Al Yasel Gvul Achayim. What the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch means is that in those days, not like in most shuls nowadays, in those days only one person said a Kaddish, and they divided the Kaddishim amongst the Chiyuvim. So if, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you daven in such a shul, and you're keeping a yard site on other Sheni, and on other Sheni, you're only keeping the yard site, which is because of this Chumrah, really the yard site is to be held on other Rishon, so you haven't got the ability to get a Kaddish if there aren't enough Kaddishim for all the people who really have a Chiv on that day. Again, it's not very relevant Laloch L'maisa nowadays, because nowadays everybody says Kaddish, so there's no problem that he could say Kaddish both in Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. So too is there a tshuva in the Igros Moshe Yoredeya Chel Gemel Simen Kuf Samach Sif Aleph. He quotes the Ramah, and the Ramah says that the yard site really is held in Adam Rishon, but he also quotes many Achronim that say that you should try to say Kaddish in both months. But here, Ramosha refers us to Ramah in Simen Nun Hei Sif Yud that says that what about a bar mitzvah? If a boy was born in a Shana Peshuta, if a boy was born in a year which is not a leap year, and he becomes Bar Mitzvah in a leap year, which month is the Bar Mitzvah in? Or the Rishon or the Sheni? So the Ramah paskins that the yard site, that the Bar Mitzvah is held in other Sheni. So now the Ramah becomes very difficult to understand. When it comes to the yard site, we just learned that the Ramah's opinion is that the yard site is held in other Rishon. When it comes to the Bar Mitzvah, the Ramah's opinion is that the yard, when it comes to a mitzvah, the Ramah's opinion is that he only becomes Bar Mitzvah, the boy only becomes Bar Mitzvah in other Sheni. How do we reconcile this Ramah? So, the Har Tzvi, the Shaul Tshuva's Har Tzvi in Chelek Beis Simen Pei Gimel addresses this question, and he says a very interesting answer. He says that even though we're having a discussion and a machlokes actually of the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, when should the yard site be held in Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni, that is only in future years. But let's say the first yard site, a person passed away in Adar, and the first yard site is in a year that has two adars. Of course, I have to point out before that the yahrzeit is in a year that has two adars. Says the Har Tzvi, that's the opinion of most Paiskim, even the Shulchan Aruch will agree, that we keep the yahrzeit in Adar Rishon. Why? Because the year of Avelus is 12 months, and 12 months are 12 months from when he passed, from when this person passed away. So if we're going to wait for Adar Sheni, it's going to be 13 months from when the person passed away. And the year of Avelus ends 12 months after the person passed away, not 13 months after the person passed away. So says the Har Tzvi. Of course, before I go further, this is only a halacha if the yahrzeit is in Adar. But let's say the yahrzeit is in another month of the year, even though, and this year has two Adars. In other words, let's say the person passed away in Nisan, and we're going to wait from this year Nisan to next year Nisan, and next year is a leap year. So the yahrzeit that we're holding is going to be 13 months after he passed away. Of course, we wait for Nisan. It's only the question that we're discussing is only if the yahrzeit is an Adar. Where there we have an option of keeping the yahrzeit in the first Adar or in the second Adar. So, since we have an option of keeping the yahrzeit in the first Adar or in the second Adar, and by keeping it in the first Adar, it'll be when the Avelus is over after 12 months, we keep it in the first Adar, not in the second Adar. Now, says the Har Tzvi, the Ramah is very understandable. Indeed, the Ramah agrees that the primary Adar is Adar Sheni. And that's why the Ramah paskins in Simin Nun Hei. That's why the Ramah paskins in Simin Nun Hei that the boy does not become bar mitzvah until the boy does not become a mitzvah until Adar Sheni. But says the Har Tzvi, only regarding yahrzeit. Since if the first yahrzeit will come out in a leap year, everybody will agree that we should keep the yahrzeit in Adar Rishon. Because of that halacha, says the Ramah, in all future years, we're going to keep the yahrzeit in Adar Rishon. That's a beautiful explanation that the Har Tzvi gives in understanding the Ramah. But as nice as the explanation is in explaining the Ramah, the question that we began the shiur with becomes now even more difficult. Because we began our shiur by quoting the opinion, by quoting the Rashba, that in our Gemara we had a machlokes, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, what is the primary other? Pasha Pshat in the Gemara was that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Ramei's opinion was that Adar Sheni is the primary other. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was that Adar Rishon is the primary other. And the way we're learning now, not only the Shulchan Aruch, which is quite clear, holds that Adar Rishon, that Adar Sheni is the primary other, but it seems that even the way we're explaining based on the Har Tzvi, even the Ramah really agrees that Adar Sheni is the primary other. It's only because of this special reason when the first yahrzeit came out in a leap year, does the Ramah treat yahrzeit different than all other halachas? So that question is really very difficult. How did all these paiskim ignore the Rashba, ignore our Gemara, where Rabbi Yehuda seems to be very clear in saying the Adar Rishon is the primary Adar? So I saw that the Mefarshim explain, it's based on Chasam Sofer, it's not that Rabbi Yehuda really holds that Adar Rishon is the primary Adar and Adar Sheni is the not primary Adar. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir both agree that Adar Sheni is the primary Adar. So, if Adar Sheni is the primary Adar, why did Rabbi Yehuda and Al Gemara say that when you write a shtar, in the shtar in Adar Sheni, you have to write Adar Sheni? In Adar Rishon, you could just write the word Adar. It's for a whole different reason, says the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer explains that we know in the times of Chazal, the way they declared the new moon, the new month, was based on Adam. So, and the same thing was with declaring a year, a leap year. They didn't necessarily declare and decide that the year should be a leap year until the end of Adar. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says that Adar Rishon is considered the prime. By Adar Rishon, you just write Adar. Because by Adar Rishon, that's for sure going to be an Adar. And Adar Rishon to begin and commence, and we could be in the middle of the month, and we still aren't quite certain there's going to be an Adar Sheni. Only later in the month, it could be all the way at the end of the month actually, do we know that we're going to have an Adar Sheni. Because of that, says Rabbi Yehuda, Adar Rishon write Adar, because this is certainly going to be Adar. We don't know what's going to be. Is there going to be even another Sheni in the times that they were Kaddish, the Chodesh, and the Shana, not through a fixed calendar? But that, says the Chasam Sofer, is Rabbi Yehuda mean to say that Adar Rishon is the primary Adar. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Adar Sheni is the primary Adar. So now we can understand the Sif and Shulchan Aruch very beautifully. Rabbi Yehuda, the Shulchan Aruch certainly paskins that Yartzeit should be held in Adar Sheni, because Adar Sheni is the primary Adar. And even the Rama agrees that Adar Sheni is the primary Adar. And because even Rabbi Yehuda, as we're explaining, and certainly Rabbi Meir holds that Adar Sheni is the primary Adar. Only because of a special reason that we had for Yartzeit does the Rama say that for Yartzeit we should hold Adar Sheni. But should we hold Adar Rishon? And what's the Raya? Because the Rama himself agrees that when it comes to Bar Mitzvah, we consider Adar Sheni to be the Adar, and the boy only becomes Bar Mitzvah and Adar Sheni, not another Rishon.